Go ahead, because I think you're way off on this one.
Yeah, all right. So my wife, she wants me to ask my friends for diapers still, even though I had to cancel my diaper party last weekend because of being sick.
Right.
And she wants me to still get them from them. And I said, no, I don't, I'm not going to ask them for diapers anymore.
Why?
Because I didn't have the diaper party.
Yeah, but it's just an excuse to get together and give you, they're going to give you diapers anyway. So you're thinking because you didn't play golf or whatever you're going to do last Saturday, you didn't have the diaper party,
yeah.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, she wants me, she's like, it doesn't matter, just still ask. I'm sure they bought them, I'm sure they have them. That's the other thing. I know my friends. There's no chance they bought them before
Friday afternoon or Saturday morning on the way to the party.
Before I called it, you know.
So do you ask them for the diapers, even though you didn't have the diaper party? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. So how do you want you to call them or send it like a, you know?
Yeah, just, I mean, hey, I talk to my buddies a lot. So it's like she wants me to say like, hey, if you got diapers, you know, you can still throw, send them to us or we can come and get them.
And you don't want to bring it up at all?
No, it's not. It was my fault the thing got canceled.
Well, somebody's fault. You didn't intentionally go out and like, you know, what's your name? Betty Flew?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
no, you just got sick.
But still, I feel like that's like, I feel like I'm.
Can you reschedule the party? Someone texted that in.
Yeah, I mean, I can do that. I just kind of, I don't know. I guess my thought was the diaper party was my wife's idea more so than it was mine. So I feel like I'm kind of like up, it's gone, that opportunity's done.
Okay, so you're
so
really
just not doing it anymore.
You don't want to do you don't want to do a make good for this one. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
that's
I
what
don't
you're
see
saying.
A reason for
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah, you're just kind of hedging around that. But yeah, you don't want to do a make good. Get that? There is time to host another event. It really pains me to say this, but I'm 100% with Crocs on this one. Rick and Riverview. Hey, it's our buddy Zach, the window washer. Hey, buddy, how are you, Zach?
Hey, not too bad, guys. How you doing today?
Good. So you got some advice for young Ryan here?
Hey, why don't you just reschedule it?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I can do it. I just feel like now I'm inconveniencing everybody. I got to reschedule this whole thing.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure if they're your friends, they'll understand that it's not your fault you got sick.
I don't know if you're.
I mean,
you don't know my friends. No.
Wow.
Yeah, I got the same. Trust me, I got the same friend group. I think, and most of them would just be like, "Oh, you're sick. Well, it sucks for you, but oh well. Here, let's go have a good time."
Oh yeah, they still went and golfed. Let's not get that wrong.
Oh, so they went out without you?
Yeah, they kept the tea time.
Oh, then screw them. They owe you diapers.
No,
if they went without you, yes.
No, I told them to.
No, I don't care.
I was
going to
ruin their good time.
Doggett, you suck. Get rid of the diapers. Doggett was in. Doggett.
Yeah, Doggett was a coordinator.
Doggett, get off your ass and go take care of this, Doggett. It's on you, man.
Yeah, if he coordinated this and they still went without you, they owe you that.
Absolutely. Now I'm mad at Doggett. Zach, you're awesome, buddy. Have a good morning.
All right, you guys too.
All right, bye. Our 13-year-old Ryaners, we call him Smart Ryan. I do that just to get you mad. You can have a diaper party after the baby is born like a guy's weekend getaway. Just kidding, you should not do that.
Yeah, right, a week after.
Hey, Heidi.
We're taking off. Love you, bye.
Bye. Gonna go out and hang out with the guys. Well, you kind of buried the lead there. They went golfing.
Yeah, I told them to, though. I'm not gonna.
I understand. But they should still, now, it was, the only reason they're getting together was to celebrate the birth of your child with this diaper party thing. So they still got together, even though you couldn't be there because you had the flu.
Yeah.
Diapered up. Yeah, Mike said in it, diapers are expensive. Yes, you got to reschedule this party. I think diapers are like 20 cents, 30 cents each. Right now, we were trying to figure that
out.
Yeah,
they're expensive. They're not cheap.
Yeah. So that's another reason. Hi, Dale.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good, man. So what should Ryan do with this?
Okay, Ryan, why don't you have your friends cut you a check to Heidi and let her buy the diapers that she wants to get for the baby?
See, and guys being guys, I guarantee you, most people, your group of friends would love that. If they could write a check for like $30 or something, or Venmo her $30 each and do that.
At least.
Nice. Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome, you guys.
All right, have a good morning. Be safe out there.
You too, Dale.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Heidi's right. You need to ask her for diapers, especially the fact that they went golfing last Saturday. Screw them. They should have ponied up. This shouldn't even be a thing.
Really?
Doggett, you suck. Step your game up, Doggett.
Man.
I got his number, too. I'm going to call his ass when we get into a break here. Seriously, if he's the dude to put it, the coordinator of the whole thing, and you weren't there because you had the flu.
Yeah, but I told you, it wasn't like they're like, screw Ryan, we're going. They're like, man, you all right with us still going to play? I'm like, yeah, well, I would still go play.
But they still should have got you the diapers.
Why? I wasn't there. It turned. Okay. It went from a diaper party to just a round of golf.
You were there because you were sick. You weren't there because you weren't there because you just decided not to show up.
Right.
They should have stepped their game up. Your friends suck. No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying. Guys, come on, guys. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Big Jim. How you doing today, sir?
Wonderful, man. So you got some advice for young Ryan here?
I got some advice for Ryan. You're going to have to change diapers, so why don't you change the date?
Yeah, reschedule it afterwards.
I could.
Can he effectively have a diaper party after the baby's born?
That's the other
gonna be like,
question.
Where are you going?
Well, I don't see why he couldn't do that after the baby is born.
Okay.
Now, Heidi has mentioned that. Like, it doesn't matter. You can do it. But then again, I'm like, well, he's already born. So what are we doing that for?
Because diapers cost a lot. And you're going to need diapers.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. I mean, trust me, when the newborn comes around, you're never going to have too many diapers on hand.
Yep.
Sage advice. Listen to your friend Billy Zane. Thank you, Bill. And, of course, brought to you by the American Divorce Association for Men Facing Divorce. Call the expert attorneys at Adam, 248-356-ADAM. So Saturday, you guys were going to have a diaper party. You're going to go out and play some golf with all your buddies. That's definitely a thing now. If you guys don't know, Ryan and Heidi, babies do, wow. A
couple weeks.
You get a month. You got 5 weeks, dude. That's it. This is your last month.
Yeah, if that, right?
Your kids. You don't know.
Really, no.
May 27th. So, you couldn't do it. Obviously, you can hear from Ryan's voice. It's great to have you back. But you got a flu bug just knocked you on your ass.
Yeah, I got crushed by that flu last week.
So, they canceled the party, but then we find out they still went golfing anyway.
Yeah, which I will admit, I told them to. I wasn't going to not allow them to go golfing.
Right,
no.
You can't. You're a tool if you do that. But nobody gave him diapers. Should he ask for diapers? From the diaper party that was supposed to be, but wasn't.
Right. My wife thinks I should still ask him, wants me to ask him for diapers. And I'm like, no, it's over with.
But it's not your fault.
I know, but there's a point where I,
it's not your fault.
It is. I put a lot.
You're supposed to say, I know, Sean.
Oh, I know, Sean. I don't know what that is.
Goodwill Hunting.
Oh.
It's not your fault.
I know, Sean.
It's not your fault.
I know, Sean.
No, but then you go, no, don't do this to me. Not you. Not you.
You got
to
print these things out for
me. I'm sorry. Yeah, I could way too deep. It's not your fault. 248-398-9279. 586, text in. No way do you ask your friends for diapers. They will give you them if they want, but it looks like you're begging. It's like having alligator arms when the check comes. No. Respectfully. Your friend should have done this.
You're saying already. Because this was already planned and on the books, and it's not like I canceled on him. I unfortunately got sick at the wrong time.
Yeah, yeah. But I think part of it is you feel, okay, it's hard because you don't want to ask, and I get that.
Yeah.
You don't want to ask.
No, I'm not like going to ask. I know how my friend group is. And also, there is, like, a part of me where I feel guilty. I'm like, man, there was this really fun day planned for weeks, and everybody had it planned, and I didn't come through. So
you got the flu.
I understand that, but I'm still, like, kicking myself over it.
Why?
I don't know.
A lot of angst in your world, man.
That's how nuts I am.
Yeah, I think so. How dare I get the flu? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, Jim?
Yeah, it's going good, man. You got some advice for young Ryan?
Yeah, well, the way I see it, I think his buddy skipped him. They're having a party, right? Diaper party?
Yes.
Going golfing?
Yes.
They went golfing. They should have dropped off the diapers at Ryan's house because they supposedly already bought them before they went golfing.
Thank you.
All his buddies owe him a package of diapers. That's the way I see it.
Okay. And that's what you and I. Think? Oh, I'm with you 100%. They were already going. I'm trying to get Doggy here right now.
They already had the diapers. Supposedly, they already had the diapers. Drop them off at Ryan's house and go golfing.
Yeah. How hard could it have been just to do that?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Are you texting diapers. Them?
I'm just sending a note to his. Bill, while you were talking, I just sent a note on Facebook to Doggett, his friend. So
he needs to get behind us and get all them guys and get Ryan some diapers.
Thank you.
That's
thank
what
you.
The deal was.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, Bill, you have a good morning.
You too. Thanks for everything.
Hi. Bye. Hold on. Allison. I'm singing. Hi, Allison. Good morning.
Good morning, Big Jib and Ryan.
So do you have some sage advice for this young man?
I do. Guys don't think of things like that because they went, Ryan wasn't there. He can just tell them they can Amazon him the diapers.
You can wish list them, put it on a wish list and send it to him. That way you're not, correct. You're just, that way you're saying without saying.
Yeah, but that's correct. Still like, hey, I'm expecting some diapers. They haven't come yet.
Again,
you guys drop them off.
Allison, am I wrong? His friend, Zuh. Plural, one of them should have stepped up and said, hey, guys, we still need to get him diapers just because he wasn't
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep. Nope. They owe you the diapers. And it's not that they owe you the diapers. It's just the right thing to do for the right time.
Are you listening? Yeah. Allison's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And Amazon, there's nothing easier. Everybody has an Amazon account. You click a button and you ship it.
All Allison, right. Thank you for the
thank
call.
Thank you, Allison.
You are welcome, and best of luck.
My aim is true. No one ever sings that to you, right?
You're the first.
Thank you. Bye, Allison.
Bye.
Bye. Michael had an interesting text. Do your friends listen to the show? If so, problem solved.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear something from
Doggett.
Him.
Doggett?
He might be sleeping. I wonder
Nick?
If he had the day off.
Do you want me to say his full name on the air so if anybody knows him?
Oh, no, he gets sad.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't want to make him feel bad about this. I can help him out with this, though. I can make you a list. Yeah. Hey, Ryan, you need to do this. And you do realize in the first year, you'll spend $1,000 plus on diapers. If they went out, they should still pay up the original price, which was the diapers. Just curious, how much do you spend on diapers right now? Not you guys, because you're going to find out in a month. 248-398-9279.
And that's the other thing. It's not like they're, like, this was just a thing. It's not like as friends, you're obligated to give people diapers. So I'm like, there was a specific event planned around it. That event didn't happen. So,
I don't know, dude. I know you're being nice and thoughtful because that you don't want.
Well, I get, that's the worst part is I get the other side of it too. Like, there's definitely a part of me where I was kind of like, oh man, they didn't show up and drop them off at my house.
Right.
But then. Another part of me where I'm like, nah, they didn't have to.
How do you ever make a decision in life?
And just ask my wife.
I was going to say, Heidi told you to ask him, so just ask him. Okay. He's so conflicted right now. 729. 248-3979 is our house phone. We still got time for calls and text messages as well. $500. Fill up your first keyword in 1.5 hour. Unless Ryan's friends don't want us to do that, because then we'll get him in trouble. What's that?
Ryan, the 13-year-old, said, if you're going to ask, do it now while you sound all hoarse and sick. Pity factor. Nah.
You keep hanging up.
And now, back to Grounds for Divorce with resident young guy Ryan in Big Jim's house.
Okay, so this, of course, brought to you our fine friends at Adam Facing Divorce. Don't take a chance with your future. Call Adam today. 248-356-80AM. $500 fill up. First keyword at 8 a.m., by the way. This is interesting. So last Saturday, you were going to have your party. Tell Heidi to leave you alone for a minute. Hey, Heidi.
I'm listening.
Calm down on the text messaging.
I'm here.
I know. She's fired up about this, though. So last Saturday is supposed to be your diaper party. You're going to go out and golf. And it's a guy, if you don't know, there's a thing now where guys give other guys diapers because the cost of diapers. It's a cool thing. But obviously last Saturday you couldn't go because...
I got sick.
Yeah, you can still hear it in his voice. It's great to have you back, but you had the flu bug, getting better. And they went golfing without you. You told him it was okay. But nobody got you diapers.
Right.
Okay. So how do you want you to do what?
How do you want me to ask them and still, you know, hey, you guys got the diapers you're supposed to give me? Let me get them.
But you don't want to?
No.
You don't want to put them out?
No, I feel like the diaper party didn't happen, therefore I don't get the diapers.
And Heidi and I are lockstep in this. They wouldn't have got together if you weren't having the diaper party in the first place. Someone should have stepped up and said, we should still get Ryan the diapers.
I do think this is, like, the way I think is definitely the way me and my friends group thinks, because one of my buddies is listening and he brought it up and he goes, I'm confused. Why would you get diapers without a diaper party? I'm like, that's what I'm saying. I'm on the same page as you guys.
Because he's your friend and he was sick. He didn't cancel on you and go to the Bahamas. It's a big difference. Hold on. Laura, good morning.
Hi, how are you this morning?
We're wonderful. You have some advice for this young man?
I do. You just need a putt rescheduled on it.
Just get a different date.
Putt rescheduled diaper party. Okay. You know, you originally had it. Your friends all agreed to it. You're rescheduling. And isn't the NFL draft coming up? Maybe you could have them over for the NFL draft, give them some wings and nachos, and get your diapers.
A diaper draft party. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Laura, that is fantastic.
First round, yeah.
I'll tell you what. If you do a diaper draft party, I will help with the catering.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
We'll make this happen. I'm saying it right now. Laura, and that is the best, a diaper. Well, if you're New York Jets fans, you wear diapers during the draft anyway, so that works out perfectly. Laura, great call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day, guys.
Appreciate you listening, too.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm serious, dude. I'll pay.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right.
Now, this means you actually have to ask them to come over and watch.
Right.
Or we could set it up somewhere. Melanie, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, my comment was, if Heidi had been sick for her shower, they would have still given her the gift. They would have rescheduled the shower. You just don't cancel the shower.
Right. So
it's the same with him.
Hey, Melanie, we just had Lori call up, and she had a great call. Laura, and how about this? The NFL draft is coming up, so Ryan has a draft diaper party. His buddies get together, they watch the first round of the draft, and they bring the diapers.
That's perfect.
Right? Right?
There you
That's
go.
Perfect.
There you go.
There's nothing wrong. His friend should have stepped up. I know he doesn't want to guilt his friends, but come on, guys.
Right, right. It's so unlike men to forget things.
and you know, I like the comment, too, that they would have already bought the diapers.
Not my
they
friends.
They should already have the diapers.
My friends were stopping at Meyer Saturday morning.
Yeah, no, as guys,
on
we...
On their way.
Yeah, trust Melanie, I know we don't put that much thought into it.
Oh, man, I forgot.
It.
I got to get diapers for
I gotta
a
bring diapers
party.
To a diaper party? Are you crazy?
Right.
All right, Melanie, have a great morning. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you. You too. Love ya.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
You got some advice for young Ryan here?
Yeah, I don't think that Ryan could be able to ask his buddy for all this stuff, because it'd be like canceling a wedding and still expect a gift.
But he got sick. If you cancel a wedding, it means it's never going to happen.
I know, but I don't think it's right to ask his buddies for all his diapers unless he has a party with them.
Well, we had a call a couple calls ago that had a neat idea. Let me run this by you. He has an NFL draft diaper party. They watch the draft together and they bring the diapers.
That's rescheduling the party.
See,
that'd be fine.
I'm telling you, dude. But, problem solved.
But you can't cancel and expect the guests, do you?
Yeah. Well, okay. So we just got to find a place to have the party, right?
That, sure.
We need to get food and catering and then diapers. Other than that, we got everything set. We're good. Hey, thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Bye. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi. You got some advice for Ryan?
For you, Jim. Well, actually for you.
What do I do?
If Ryan decides to not do this and not ask his friends to give him the diapers that they already agreed to give him, then a couple months down the road when he comes on the show and starts whining about how much diapers cost, you need to remind him of this.
Wow.
I mean, a couple months down the road, I had 8 buddies there. I don't think their diapers were going to cover much.
You don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't know. You don't know.
You'd be surprised.
life.
Nikki?
But, I mean, like if you would have had this party at a club, just because you weren't there, they still would have had to have paid the cover charge.
See, now, listen, the as a married... Okay, real quick. As a married man... Nikki, as a married man, it's very rare that I have anything in my back pocket. My wife still reminds me of getting lost going to a strawberry festival when we were dating because I didn't ask for directions. So now that you've empowered me that I get to throw these dirty diapers in Ryan's face, I love it. I love it.
But I would recommend, honestly, like this is a new thing. They didn't have them when my kids were little.
Right.
But my cousin uses them. They are reusable diapers. You just wash them and use them again.
Yeah, and you've never seen these?
No.
I don't know if you and Heidi have looked into it or not. My cousin uses them. There's a cover for them that's plastic. It doesn't leak. Nothing gets through them. And then there's an insert that's made out of almost like a towel. It's a real thick pad that you just slide in. And then you just take them out, wash them, and reuse them. And then they don't cost a fortune.
Really? Huh.
All right. Okay. I'm going to have to look these up.
Look it up.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
We're on it. Nikki, appreciate you having us on in the morning. Enjoy this sunshine.
But no, I'm about to go to bed. So
Okay. Enjoy the pillow.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye. I like the draft party idea. That's a reschedule. You're going to watch the first round of the draft anyway, right? It's a week from Thursday.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a Thursday. I'm not doing it on Thursday, a party.
Why?
Because it's a Thursday.
Why?
I don't want to do it on Thursdays. I have to come to work on Fridays. I'm going to tear it up if we're doing this. I'm not going to not have as much fun as I was going to have the first time.
All right. I want to reiterate something. If you're new to the show, I'm the older guy on the show. He's not.
Yeah, although, I don't like staying up late.
It's Thursday night. You can run wide open for one night a week. I've told you this as long as you've been working with me. Thursday night's the one night you can step out. Because all you got to do is pony up enough energy for 4 hours on Friday morning and you're done.
Right.
So quit being a Nancy.
I'm not being a Nancy.
You're totally being a Nancy.
No, it's a good idea. That's fine. I just am going to do a golf thing if I reschedule.
Okay. So I offered to pay for it. And take care of it, and the listeners have a great idea.
I appreciate you guys.
You won't do it.
And it was a great idea.
Nope. Now I know how your friends feel.
But besides the second pick in the NFL draft, I really don't care about the NFL draft.
It's not about the draft. It's about getting the diapers and getting your friends together, Ryan.
All right, so let's do it on a different time.
No. Next Thursday before the kid. You just don't. You're being lazy now. You just don't want to do it. That's what it is. You don't want to reschedule this.
No, I just want to do it something I want to do. I appreciate it. That's a great idea.
Going to a bar and having drinks and eating wings and watching the NFL draft. Don't even know you. Heidi, how do you live with this guy? How do you do this, man? I'll tell you what. You tell your friends, I'll get together with them next Thursday and we'll go watch the draft together.
All right, I'll let them know.
And then you know what we'll do? We'll get a bunch of diapers and give them to somebody else who wants them. $749. $500 fill-up coming up in 11 minutes. But Ryan doesn't want the $500 fill-up.